broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. No doubt starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for January the 4th in the year of our Lord, 2022. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. That is our guide. And absolutely, we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful restorative solutions we have at our fingertips. And as you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, libertyroundtable.com, our website, our national syndicated radio network, lovingliberty.net. Spread the word. Download the iPhone and Android apps today. Live and on-demand radio at your fingertips. You can follow us on our Twitter feed. You can go ahead and provide feedback and donate and do a whole lot more. It's absolutely free, lovingliberty.net. By the way, check out our round-the-clock radio offerings. You got Sam Bushman live, Liberty Roundtable. You got Beth Ann Schoenberg. You got C.L. Bryant. You got Brian Hyde. You've got Kate Daly. You've got Washington Watch with Tony Perkins. You've just got some tremendous broadcast talent around the clock via our radio channel. You've also got those same hosts in podcast, and then you've got a whole lot of other podcasts only. I'm telling you right now, incredible, incredible podcasts. Tom Woods, a bunch of incredible shows. You got Nathan Osman. You've just got some tremendous podcasters there. And why do we have all these podcasts? Because you know what? We don't have enough channel space 24/7. There's just not enough channel space. And a lot of the formats of the podcasts don't fit well with radio, but we want it to be content nevertheless. We're also working on all kinds of video podcasts, working on putting up some of Alex Newman and his video podcasts. I'm going to be working on a video podcast of my own. There's so much going on. It's amazing. Liberty Roundtable Live, hour one. I'll be by myself today with a whole lot of news the networks refuse to use. Second hour, of course, we'll be doing the Sheriff Mac Show simulcast, second hour of Liberty Roundtable Live. So it'll be TV on Brighteon.tv. That's Brighteon, Brighteon.tv. Simulcast with Liberty Roundtable Live right here on Loving Liberty Radio Network. So check that out coming up second hour. It'll be Sam Bushman, Richard Mack, and a surprised guest. That ought to be incredible. A quick recap of yesterday's show starts now. We had our guest on, Mr. Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org, ronpaulinstitute.org, doing a phenomenal job as always. We talked about, quote, Secure the Vote Act of 2022, its initiative petition progress update from Lowell Nelson, securevoteutah.org. And you say, well, Sam, I'm not in Utah. I know, you got to get a secure vote in your state too. But this is securevoteutah.org. They're doing a phenomenal job. They got to get 150,000+ signatures. And they say this, we propose the use of a paper ballot. Amen to that. We propose the use of a paper ballot cast on election day, so in person, and counted by your neighbors, by those who you know, in front of everyone, where it's all transparent and clear. And they say in the precinct, that's the most local level of government called the precinct. Most people aren't even familiar with precincts, but they're very neighborhood-oriented. Literally, there's an average of about 800 to 1,100 precinct members in each precinct across the country. In some states, they maximize the amount of people that can be in a precinct. In Utah, I think right now it's 1,200, up from 1,000. But still, these are very small, separate zones or districts, if you will, precincts. And then they count these numbers transparently. They report them to the county clerk or city recorder, just as it was done 50 years ago, ladies and gentlemen. That's what they're advocating for. I signed the petition. Highly recommend you to sign if you're in Utah immediately. We got to reject election fraud, ladies and gentlemen. And no doubt in 16 and 20 and years gone past, there has been election fraud. Now it's time to do something about it. Here's your opportunity. And if you're not in Utah, again, either find out where your organization is or start one. SecureVoteUtah.org to learn more. All right, we talked about the bait and switch. It's a fact. There is no FDA-approved COVID-19 vaccine available in the United States. And there are no plans to make one anytime soon. Jordan Schatzkel is the author on this incredible article. Why do they lie to you? Because they bait and switch. Here's the deal. They approved a vaccine. That's right. But they're still using the experimental vaccine on everybody. They approved it months ago, 4 months ago about, wanting you to believe that, A, it was legitimate. But the reason they don't have the approval vaccine available to you is they don't want it to be available to you. Because they know that the second they give an approved vaccine based on the 1986 injury compensation legislation, et cetera, act, if you will, they'll be in trouble and be liable. So they want the emergency use authorization vaccine on the market because then they shield the vaccine manufacturers from liability. It's a dishonest bait and switch. It is criminal, and people who are engaged in it should be in prison. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a fact. There is no FDA-approved vaccine available to Americans. Even though every day people take shots thinking they're taking the approved vaccines when they're taking an experimental vaccine. It is criminal, it is against the law, and people need to be put in prison over this. All right, we also talked about the 2021 year in review. It's absolute madness. Madness, mayhem, and tyranny. John and Nisha Whitehead wrote an incredible column about this, folks. They say disgruntled mobs, martial law, a populace under house arrest, a techno-corporate state wielding its power to immobilize huge swaths of the country, a constitutional in tatters between the riots, the lockdowns, and the political theater, not to mention COVID-19 mandates. 2021 was one for the history books. Amen to that reality check. But take courage, ladies and gentlemen. Michael Bolden at the 10th Amendment Center does a phenomenal job. He quotes the founders with a lot of hope and with our duty to take back our country. And here's the headline. We have it in our power to begin the world over again. Amen to that reality check. We also talked about Russia is the last remaining Christian country. Paul Craig Roberts with this. And he talks about at his year-end press conference, Russian President Putin said that a woman is a woman, is a man and is a man. And he expressed that he believes the people in Russia will have the moral fiber to double down and reject the perversions of the Western world. Now, I'm not really here to promote Russian presidents or Chinese presidents or anybody else. But I am here to tell you, when somebody blatantly, a leader of a country, calls a man and a woman, and that's the Christian way, that is the doctrine of Christ, my response is amen. Why don't we do that in America? Stand up boldly, nobly, independently, directly like that, huh? We ought to. Truly, we are witnessing the crumbling of our country, ladies and gentlemen. Why? Because of our failure to worship the God who inspired the founders and framers. We need honest men and women, ladies and gentlemen, at every level of government to hold our public servants accountable. To who? To God and to the Constitution they swore to uphold and defend, right? Critical. All right, that was Hour 1 of Liberty Roundtable Live. Hour 2, we had Dr. Scott Bradley with us to preserve the nation. His goal and book, freedomsrisingsun.com, his website. And we talked about Dr. Bradley's book, To Preserve the Nation. We talked specifically about Chapter 9 of Preserve the Nation, The Moral Imperative. It's Chapter 9. And we talked about we are reminded of Washington's Thanksgiving Proclamation of 1789 and how he literally pointed to and appealed to God Almighty. And we talked about the importance of keeping the Sabbath day holy. How America became a city on a hill. Can we return to and become a city on a hill again? The answer is yes, we can. The real question is, will we? I pray the answer is yes. I will work my guts out 24/7 to make sure the answer is yes. And I pray that you and you and you, all of us, one becomes two, becomes the few, becomes many. We all together make sure that's the case. We talked about Biden continues deadly pro-abortion agenda. Liberty Counsel doing a great job defending pro-life, lc.org. We talked about American sovereignty, our liberty under God, if you will. Now, anytime we speak of sovereignty, then they try to mock us and say, oh, these Americans think they're sovereign. They think they can thumb their nose at the law. You liars. That isn't true. We then say, well, the county sheriff can help us. Oh, you guys think the county sheriff's like God. That isn't true. These people are dangerous. The sovereignty movement's dangerous. These sheriffs are anybody who stands for the sacred cause of liberty in the tradition of our founding fathers is considered dangerous today. It's a lie. It's the way they manipulate the public against those who would truly stand by the rule of law. That's right. We need to boldly, nobly, independently realize, ladies and gentlemen, that just because they say it in the mainstream press, that doesn't mean it's true. In fact, the mainstream press has been lying so often, now their fact-checking in 2022 is getting them in the crosshairs every single time of dishonesty. That's right. Every time they fact-check now, we start to fact-check, we prove their dishonesty, their agenda-driven hypocrisy, and a whole lot more. Segment one, man, breaks come up fast. Segment two coming up, a whole lot of news the networks refuse to use. That is a recap of yesterday's show. Still available at lovingliberty.net. Spread the word. Back in a flash, I am Sam Bushman. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. All right, I'm going to share an email with you that I'm just writing on the break really quick. We're trying to work with other people to spread the news the networks refuse to use. We've got to build a new media, ladies and gentlemen. Facebook shutting everybody down. Twitter shutting everybody down. Doesn't matter how honest, how true, how credible, how credentialed. None of those things matter. It doesn't even matter if you're the president of the United States, ladies and gentlemen. Donald Trump got literally shut down by these thugs. They call it big tech. But really what you got is the enemy of the people have literally taken control with the help of our government of everything. And we need to build our own systems. So a guy's emailing me and he says, Sam, I love to work with all these people, Mike Lindell, da-da-da, you ought to work with Mike Lindell. We've reached out to Mike Lindell. We're more than willing to work with Mike. But so far, we've asked Mike to come on the radio with us, and he's too busy. They say he's not taking more interviews. But then I hear him on his own channels getting on there going, hey, the mainstream press won't let me tell the whole story. Well, my response is, Mike, we will. Why don't you come on the radio with us? But his staff says he's too busy and he can't. So we're unable to work with Mike because he's unable to work with us. But we're working with all kinds of other people. And so I write back and I say, I can't work on it because there's nothing for me to do at this time. If they show a willingness, we are more than willing and available. In the meantime, I'm working with those who are working with us. Brighteon.tv is one of them. Second hour of every Tuesday, now we are simulcasting Liberty Roundtable Live with the Sheriff Mac show. It's a TV show. And we are working on more TV offerings. Thanks, Sam. So, you know what? We're willing to work with all these people. We're working with a lot more people. A lot of good's happening. But we just can only do what we can do with those who are willing to work with us, right? And that's kind of the bottom line of where we are. And, you know, I'd love to do more, but I don't know what more I can do. I've literally ran to Mike Lindell and others when I knew they were doing their new media stuff. And I said, hey, how can we help? What can we do? We've got skills in radio that we can help with. And they simply have ignored us. And then we basically said, hey, can we get an interview? What can we do? And they've simply said, no, we don't have time. They had their big event about vote fraud in Dakota. And South Dakota, we tried to go to that. They literally shut us down, refused us, wouldn't even give us access. We filled out their media form and everything, but they never took the time to even respond to us. Sadly, I find more support from the mainstream press in many ways than I do this group. And that's not meant to be offensive. It's just meant to highlight the truth. I'm learning, and I've learned over the last 25 years of the media. I've been in it for a long time, folks. When people don't work with you and they make it very difficult, there's a reason. Somebody's doing it on purpose. Why they're doing that to us, I don't know. We've been one of the most legitimate, mainstream, hard-hitting, in the alternative world anyway, talk shows that there is with credibility. We don't chase crazy conspiracy theories. We agree with them on virtually every issue. Brannon House is the guy who leads the media effort for Mike Lindell. The guy's a great guy. The guy's a Christian. The guy's well-presented. His videos are great. He's been a broadcaster forever. He promotes Christian principles and teaches how important Christianity is and the Founding Fathers' Christian views. And I mean, he really doubles down and does a phenomenal job at that. They highlight the right issues. They highlight that there's election fraud and we got to get a handle on it ASAP. They're completely right on. They talk about the pro-life agenda like nobody's business. Good for them. We completely agree. They're selling incredible American-made products. They're doing a phenomenal job. They reject the dishonesty about vaccines. I mean, they're really hitting on all cylinders. I mean, I've watched Brannon Hose's weekend report. It's very good. And I see what they're doing on Lindell TV. They've taken a lot of our friends as hosts on there. And I commend them for it, by the way. I'm not doubting them for it. I commend them. I'm just saying that, you know, when people say, why don't you work with them? Why don't you work with them? Look, I am and I've tried. But it's got to be a two-way street, people. It just does. All right, headline for the mainstream press says this. News goes remote again amid COVID-19 surge. Hey, man, we've been doing the news remote for 25 years plus, ladies and gentlemen. And they say that a lot of these news talk shows or whatever else are either having remote hosts in their homes, remote guests in their homes kind of spread out, which is what we do all the time. In our homes, in our studios, in our offices, wherever we may be, we feel like, hey, crank them up, put them on the radio. If they've got something that makes sense for the round table, let's do it, right? That's what we've thought. But they're doing that. They also have then these controlled audiences or limited audiences, or sometimes they do their shows in the forum where the audiences are, but the room's empty kind of stuff. They have all kinds of ways to do their remote news. And, you know, I'm sad that they think we all need to go remote. I don't agree with it, but that's what they do. That's how they roll, right? And I've kind of got a problem with it because, folks, you've got well over 80% of the nation already vaccinated. You say, wait a minute, Sam, the numbers only say 70%. I know. But you're talking about one vaccine versus two versus booster versus fully vaxxed. We can't even define the thing. But if you take natural immunity and vaxxed immunity, we've got well over 90%. And still people are getting sick. They want you to believe these are breakthrough vaccination cases, but that's a lie too. Okay, they're not breakthrough. The vax gets sick with corona, COVID. What do you want to call this? Omicron? As easy as the non-vaxxed. Many are now reporting through studies even easier. Right? It's serious, folks. This is not a joke. We're finding out that what they claim is just a lie. Okay? They want you to believe somehow you're worse off if you're not vaccinated. But we were getting study after study after study that, you know what? The vaccination's not doing much when it comes to the Omicron. I don't believe it did much when it came to Delta either. But yet they're still just going headlong into this dishonest agenda. We have got to push back. So anyway, sadly, news goes remote again. I don't mind if news goes remote. I personally think that's where news is done best most of the time. But I think that this idea that we got to all just isolate in our houses for, I mean, we're 2 years in. How long will this last? But ladies and gentlemen, if we've really got 90% immunity now, why don't we just go for broke and let everybody just mingle? And especially if we've got a weaker variant or, you know, less deadly, less hospitalization variant, why don't we take the time to get immunity quick? And we're almost to the finish line of herd immunity. Fauci and those guys can't even define what that is now. 90% between the vaxxed and the naturally occurring immunity due to infection. We're over 90%. If that's not herd immunity yet, I don't know what is. But if people are getting sick left and right and the Omicron's spreading, it's just this year's version of the flu. Oh, now they have flu and COVID together. They're calling it the Flomicron or something like that. No. What do they call that thing? The Florona instead of the Corona, the Florona. What are they talking about, folks? Answer is they're saying you can now get the flu and the COVID at the same time. Dr. Robert Malone literally got kicked off of Twitter. Never mind he's as credentialed as you could possibly be. He's speaking his professional and personal opinion, and he's not allowed by the big tech thugs. So if Dr. Malone can't speak out and Trump can't speak out, heaven help the rest of us, right? Anyway, Dr. Robert Malone to Joe Rogan, because, see, Joe Rogan doesn't believe the baloney either. Joe Rogan got sick as a dog from corona. But you know what? He took all kinds of natural health and healing solutions, including ivermectin, as did I, and he got well. And so he literally jettisons the narrative of the mainstream press because he knows the truth, and he's willing to stand with the truth. Well, anyway, so Malone got kicked off Twitter. Joe Rogan had him on his podcast instantly. So Dr. Robert Malone to Joe Rogan, listen to this. U.S. is in what's called mass formation psychosis over COVID-19. Jack Phillips with the article from the Epoch Times, doing a phenomenal job, by the way. That's the other thing I like about Mike Lindell and their group. They focus on the Epoch Times quite a bit, and good for them for doing so. Dr. Malone says our government is out of control on this. Malone said about vaccine mandates, and they are lawless. They completely disregard bioethics. They completely disregard the federal common rule. These mandates are explicitly illegal and explicitly inconsistent with the Nuremberg Code, Malone said during his interview with Joe Rogan. We'll talk about it more in seconds on your radio.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Thank you. USA Radio News.
Children ages 12 to 15 are now eligible to receive a Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine booster shot. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration announced Monday it's also shortening the time from 6 months to 5 months between being fully vaccinated to being able to receive a booster. Dr. John Brownstein spoke to Good Morning America.
Even at the best children's hospitals in the United States, with state-of-the-art care, some children who become infected with this virus will die from it.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention will also weigh in on the Pfizer booster later this week. A judge has ordered charges dropped against two Bureau of Prisons guards who admitted falsifying records after Jeffrey Epstein's jail suicide. Tova Noel and Michael Thomas admitted their guilt in May in exchange for having the charges dismissed if they followed the agreement's rules for 6 months. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. It's official. Inflation is at its highest level since the 1980s, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. What most people don't know is that it's actually much worse. Inflation may be higher now than the 1980s, since the new measurements exclude food and energy. Gas prices up 58%, energy up 33%. What can you do about it? Protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com or call 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years of experience and billions, that's with a B, billions in transactions. Call 800-300-8441 if you want help with gold, silver, platinum. They guarantee you the best prices plus excellent service. Call Tangible Investments now, 800-300-8441, or visit TII1.com. They also provide free verbal appraisals.
New Year's Day started off with a bang in the Pittsburgh area.
The National Weather Service says a source of a loud boom heard near Pittsburgh was a meteor. It was heard around 11:30 a.m. on New Year's Day. The Weather Service confirming the sound was an airburst caused by an exploding meteor in the atmosphere. It says there was no seismic activity or thunderstorms when the boom rattled homes. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A fast-moving redistricting trial over North Carolina's new congressional and legislative maps has started. Three state trial judges are hearing arguments which allege district boundaries approved by the legislature in November are partisan. The state Supreme Court told the judges to rule by January 11th. Appeals are expected to follow. This year's primary already has been delayed from March to May while the lawsuits are heard. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We're talking about Robert Malone, incredible physician, literally on Joe Rogan saying, hey, the government is out of control on this, ladies and gentlemen. They're lawless and they don't even care. These mandates are explicitly illegal and are explicitly inconsistent with the Nuremberg Code, he said on the Joe Rogan podcast, referring to the set of research ethics principles against human experimentation. They're explicitly inconsistent with the Belmont report, he said, referring to the 1978 report published in the Federal Register, ladies and gentlemen, regarding ethical principles and guidelines relating to human subjects. They're flat out illegal, and they don't even care, says Malone. He's right as rain on this, ladies and gentlemen. This is the problem that we're facing. And anybody who stands against their narrative is absolutely shut down. Now, I'm going to do some broadcasts here in the future about how much can we push back, okay? And January 6th, 2021, almost a year ago. What, give it 3 days, it'll be a year, right? Thursday? You know, they literally said, hey, you guys went crazy. You were Trump supporters and you went insurrection on us. And we got to stop that immediately for the sake of the democracy. First off, we don't have a democracy, you dishonest thugs. Be honest with yourself now. We have a constitutional republic, not a democracy. Oh, Sam, those are just semantics. No, they're not. There's a fundamental constitutional and governmental difference of how we, the people, maintain and retain authority and power. Don't deceive the people into thinking it's just a semantics. It's just a word choice saying we have a democratic republic. No, we don't. We have a constitutional republic. Thank you. Let's be very clear. Let's be intentional with our language, shall we, people? Because it matters. It isn't just a semantics scenario again at all. Anyway, I commend Robert Malone for standing up, and I commend Joe Rogan for speaking out as well. Good for both of them. Now it turns out the New York City is struggling to even keep going as virus spikes more than 80% of adult New Yorkers are, quote, fully vaccinated. Wow, what does fully vaccinated mean? Does that mean booster or not? I don't know. Now they use the term fully vaccinated and boosted, whatever that means, right? I know what it means. It means you're supposed to have had your two shots. That's fully vaccinated. But now they say boosted because that's not really part of the current, quote, fully vaccinated definition. Although they're trying to change that to make it so. It isn't so now. So they have to say fully vaccinated and boosted. Well, ladies and gentlemen, when you have 80%+ of the New York City fully vaccinated, and that doesn't work, you know, what does it take? When do we get herd immunity? And if you got fully vaccinated, 80% of a society, not to mention the, quote, natural infection immunities, what percent of, quote, New York City citizens or peoples, subjects, what do you want to call them, huh? Patients, if they're all sick, right? I don't know. Anyway, humans, if these people are all sick, but you got 80% vaccinated, fully so, and you've got a significant portion that have had natural immunity due to prior infection, and now they've got natural immunity, what percent? And if people are still getting sick, it means even immunity, whether it's natural or vaccinated, doesn't work. Now the question becomes, hey, is the coronavirus and the different, quote, variants or strains they're talking about, are they changing the strains so much so that your former immunities and former antibodies aren't working? Because if that's the case, vaccine won't work and neither will natural immunity. It's like the common cold or the flu. Every year it's just going to morph so much to where your former immunities aren't going to help. Some years your immunities might do better than other years. Some years might be pretty rough. Other years might be pretty mild. Are they going to get to where they do a COVID vaccine and will they try to decide which strains are going to be in it like they do the flu? And sometimes they do pretty well and other times it's absolutely a failure. Is that where we're at? Fine. But are they going to start forcing flu vaccines on people? Or are they going to decide the corona is more like the flu? Oh, the current strain, you can't tell the difference between the cold and the cocoa, right? You can't distinguish between Omicron and the cold, really. The only way they say you can tell is, you know, a cold comes on slow and the cocoa, the Omicron version, comes on fast. That's how you can know the difference, they say. Well, what if you just say it's a fast-moving or fast-onset cold? No, Sam, how dare you? The physical makeup of the coronavirus is different than a cold and different than the flu. Well, hey, Omicron's different than Delta, which is different from the original strain, which is, you know, how do you keep track of all this scientific mumbo-jumbo? The answer is you don't, because they're lying. The answer is New York City is struggling, even though they're 80%+ fully vaccinated. They're still melting down with cases spiking everywhere. Everybody supposedly got it. Puerto Rico, believe it or not, just like New York City, vaccinated to the hilt, but they got a crisis in Puerto Rico now. Puerto Rico faces COVID case explosion despite its, quote, vaccine success. I don't even know what that means, but Francis Robles writes the article, said the island had a 4,600% increase in cases in recent weeks, after they say mounting one of the nation's most successful vaccination campaigns. I don't know what that means. If you have a successful vaccination campaign and the vaccines work, then you wouldn't have COVID explosion, right? But they want you to believe the vaccine thing was successful, but yet you got these explosions. Maybe they're saying the campaign was successful in duping everybody to take the vaccines. Maybe they're not saying they even work, right? I don't know, but the fact is nearly 85% of those in Puerto Rico have received at least one vaccine dose, and 75% are fully vaccinated, have gotten both shots. What do you say to all that, folks? The answer is, I don't know what a successful vaccine campaign is now. Is it that we've duped everybody into taking it, so we've got the vaccine rates through the roof? Or is it that the vaccines work? See, if you've got in Puerto Rico, 85% have had one shot, 75% are fully vaccinated, and you still have a 4,600%. What do they call this thing? 4,600% increase in cases. How does that work if the vaccines are safe and effective? And if you're highly protected, as whacked out Joe Biden says, how does that all work, folks? Well, don't worry, Sam. There's just a breakthrough infection. What are you talking about? Ladies and gentlemen, their credibility crisis is at an alarming rate nowadays. It is shocking how their dishonesty. I don't even know how to respond. It's so crazy. I mean, it's really shocking of how their lies are literally coming to haunt them so quickly. Usually we don't see the truth come out so quickly. It takes a while for us to come back and say, told you so, we were right, kind of thing. Not that I like saying that, but anyway, it usually takes a bit for the truth to come out. Now it's coming out so quickly that we don't even need to really speak out too much because the truth becomes so evident so quickly. Their narrative is really jettisoned, folks. I don't even almost know how to respond to it. I mean, it is just crazy town. But look, Facebook shut down temporarily Marjorie Taylor Greene. Twitter shut her down permanently. People are realizing what a fraud they're perpetuating. Believe it or not, more than 2,100 public school districts nationwide closed their doors for in-person learning now. Beginning January 3rd. And they cited a spike in COVID as the reason for their closures. But even Anthony Fauci is saying, hey, these kids need to be in school. We're starting to see a serious, problem. You got mental health issues and everything else tied to this, where people are just absolutely melting down. They cannot take the isolation. They cannot take what they're experiencing. We've got to put these kids back in school. Even Fauci recognizes this now. But yet these whacked out school districts are closing across the country. But you know what? That's a good thing. Let them not only move to remote learning, let people discover homeschool and other solutions and get their kids out of the cesspool of government schools anyway. Parents are pushing back saying how horrible the schools are. Well, take your kids out forever then. I couldn't be more pleased. Even Whoopi Goldberg tested positive for COVID-19 along with several of her co-hosts over at The View. They say they'll remain at home instead of being in the studio. But here's what I find fascinating. Ready? I guess she was vaxxed and boosted. They say since she's back, vaxxed and boosted, her symptoms are very, very mild. All they can say now is your symptoms are more mild? Wait a minute. They already said the Omicron was more mild. Is it because of the vaccines or because of the Omicron?
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better having a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, by having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen, Sam Bushman on your radio. Yeah, Whoopi Goldberg tested positive for the COCO over the break, along with several of her co-hosts over at The View. By the way, I would never be happy about this. I'm sad they tested positive. They're recovering at home. I don't agree with them on anything, folks. But I would never want any harm to come to any of these people, even though I completely disagree with them. But here's what I find fascinating. They want you to believe these, quote, what do you call them? Vaccinations are just rare breakthrough, you know? Well, it turns out that Whoopi Goldberg tested positive over the break, along with several of her co-hosts of The View. Well, since she's vaxxed and boosted, her symptoms have been very, very mild, they claim. Now, are the symptoms mild, ladies and gentlemen, because it's Omicron? And Omicron is more mild? Or is it mild because, ladies and gentlemen, it's mild because it's Omicron? See, they want you to believe it's because she took the vaccine, but I don't believe that. I believe it's because it's Omicron. That's why. I don't buy the idea that it's because she's vaccinated. That's what they want you to believe, but that narrative is falling apart too. It's because it's Omicron. Everybody says Omicron is, you know, you have less likelihood of death and or hospitalization. Now from Africa, they're releasing that even a lot of the hospitalizations that are supposedly related to COVID Omicron, turns out that people go in for other reasons. And if they test positive for Omicron, then it's claimed that they went in the hospital for Omicron, even though that wasn't the case at all. They might be asymptomatic when it comes to Omicron, but be in the hospital for a different reason. But they call it an Omicron hospitalization nevertheless. See the dishonesty in the reporting? And even Anthony Fauci has admitted to that being the case. You break your leg, go in the hospital for a broken leg. They test you. Oh, my gosh. COCO positive. Hey, COCO, not the broken leg. Never mind if you're asymptomatic and doing fine, except for you broke your leg, see? This is the kind of problem that we're having, folks. But I look at it and I go, Whoopi Goldberg and her co-hosts all vaccinated and boosted. Now they all, it's just a once-in-a-while breakthrough, isn't it? See, that's the lie. It isn't true. They need to jettison that narrative now. Their credibility is on the line. People are starting to realize everybody and their dog that's vaccinated is getting sick. Breakthrough, breakthrough, breakthrough. Super rare. But everybody on all the cruise ships, over 100 cruise ships now being investigated because they have breakouts of the COVID on their ships, even though everybody's vaccinated. We're seeing that in Congress now. We're now seeing that with Whoopi Goldberg and The View and these co-hosts, and you're seeing it everywhere. New York City struggling to keep going, even though, hey, they're 80%+ vaccinated and they got massive breakouts. Same thing in Puerto Rico. Think about this, folks. All right, Anthony Fauci admits overinflated number of children hospitalized with COVID, and it's overinflated because of the reasons that I told you. Doesn't matter what you go into the hospital for. If you test positive for the COCO, it's all attributed to that. You cannot trust any of their numbers. With them literally doubling down and telling you now, hey, we can't really count on the tests. They're not accurate. They say that you're positive literally 12 weeks after, right? This kind of stuff. We're to the point, ladies and gentlemen, where you can't trust the tests. You can't trust the hospitalization numbers. Now, you really got to ask yourself this. If the mainstream press has been running around saying, and the hospitals and government, so mainstream press in bed with hospitals and government, running around going, oh my gosh, it's horrible. Our hospitals are so full, we can't even handle it. There's no beds available. And then it turns out that a lot of people in the hospital are not even there because of COVID at all. They're there for another reason. My question to you, ladies and gentlemen, is how honest is that? Saying the hospital beds are all full because of the corona, but then we find out later, 2 years later from Anthony Fauci himself, that a lot of people are going into the hospital aren't even there for corona at all, but they test positive. So we're claiming it's corona. Well, then how many of those hospital beds that are overflowing these hospitals, creating a meltdown, are because of corona? Not near as many as we were told, huh? You can't trust their numbers and you can't trust their narrative. This is where back in the day we would literally have patriots go to the hospitals with cameras and say, man, they say this hospital's overflowing, but I'm taking pictures and I'm cruising around doing video. It's like a ghost town around here. They said that, man, hospitals are overflowing, but didn't they put a Navy hospital on a ship outside of New York at the start of this pandemic? And then there was no need, so it went away. Where is that hospital ship now? If it's so needed, where is it? See? So now the truth is coming out. Just like they lied and said it came from a meat market, and it turns out that it was released from a lab, they lied about that for the first year. Now they've lied about the testing. They told you that testing was necessary and effective, and you could count on it. Now they're saying, hey, the PCR tests are flat out unreliable. The reason they can cut the days from 10 days of quarantine to 5 days now if you get sick is because, hey, we can't even have you test to come back anymore because the tests are not only unavailable. Let me say that again. Not only are they unavailable, proving a failure from the Biden administration 2 years later. Not only are the tests not available, but even if they are available, they're not even accurate. You heard of the lady that was fully vaxxed and boosted that went on a plane. She tested five times. And then two times with the PCR test, the gold standard. Seven times they all came back negative. She tests once in the middle of a flight on the plane, positive. She has to isolate herself in the bathroom on the whole plane ride. Folks, they're losing the battle. We're now finding out more and more and more that people are sick and they're vaccinated all over the place. We're finding that their testing doesn't work. We're finding that a lot of the people in the hospitals, they're overinflated numbers. We're seeing more and more evidence about the truth that vaccines are not safe and they're not effective. Robert Malone, many doctors speaking out, literally thousands, they're all getting shut down because they don't agree with Fauci and they don't agree with the government narrative. Now, by the way, let's be very open and clear. Donald Trump has carried the ball for this dishonest narrative too. So I know to you Trump lovers, hey, don't ever say anything about Trump, Sam. Hey, I'm going to say the truth. I don't care who it's about. I'm not interested in picking people. I'm not interested in partisan politics. I'm interested in the truth. And the truth is this COVID narrative is falling apart from the origins of the disease to the treatments of the disease to the testing for the disease, all the way through. The dishonesty is becoming apparent. More and more and more. Okay? Where do we go now? Well, I don't know how to peacefully do this, folks, but we've got to ratchet to the next level. What would that be? You know what? How do we fire Fauci? We can't even fire Fauci, much less get the dishonest thug arrested. Right? Where do we go? What do we do? That's a serious question that we're going to be discussing over the next several days on this broadcast. You know who put this up right, don't you? Ammon Bundy. Guy running for governor of Idaho. I endorsed him in writing. Incredible gentleman. He says, what are we to do? I couldn't agree more. what are we to do? What are we to do about all this? Believe it or not, the average price for cars, that's used cars, is now $29,000. A car that is 10 years old with over 100,000 miles on it is listed for $7,500. I've never seen anything like this. It's craziness, one dealer says. I couldn't agree more. It's insane, folks. But this is what we're seeing, right? All right, now I got to answer the phone here for the answer call here. All right, so we're getting ready for the Sheriff Mac Show on Brighty on TV. Can you guys hear me okay? Oh, they can't hear me yet. They will be able to after this show. So I'll work on that, ladies and gentlemen. We got so much to do, so little time. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, sorry for the pause. So I got to move my mic. I'm doing what I can to have a much better audio on the second hour, and I got to move a microphone plug from one location to another to make it happen as we simulcast for Brighty on TV. So that's what's going on with that.
There we go. Perfect.
Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, this is serious, though. Even a used car is now out of control in terms of the costs. Okay? Out of control. The national average price for used cars now is $29,000. That's a 42% increase since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. That's according to the Associated Press. Think about that, folks. That is just startling numbers. How do people handle that 42% increase in a car? I need a second car, and I've been looking for one, and I cannot find one. What do you think of that? Wow. So that's kind of what we're facing. And they haven't even unleashed the climate change discussions yet about cars. Sam, not only do you got to buy a car, but you got to buy a, quote, carbon-friendly car, an electric vehicle, a hybrid vehicle of some kind or whatever, right? This is just insane. And I don't know how the American people are going to be able to keep up with it. Really, I don't. I can't afford to buy a car like that. I really can't. It is just beyond imagination, really. Truly, it's beyond imagination. And I don't know what to do about it. I don't know who does. But we're going to have to do something. People just will not be able to afford it. You know what they're trying to do, don't you? They're trying to make it to where you don't have a car. They want to get rid of cars. They want to get rid of you traveling at all. They want to lock you down into your home area. Because you know what? It's not good for the environment, they claim. Anyway, I thought I'd bring that to your attention, though. These people are crazy unhinged, and they haven't even begun to show you what kind of abuse they can heap upon you in the name of illness or the name of climate change or whatever else they've got up their sleeves to create tyranny. Look out, ladies and gentlemen. All right, 1 hour in the can on Liberty Roundtable Live, second hour simulcast with BrightyOn.tv. We'll do it in seconds. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. LibertyRoundtable.com, LovingLiberty.net. Donate, would you please? Every penny will be used to grow our presence in the media and tell the tale of liberty. It is in God we trust, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks so much for being alongside for the ride. We the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore our grand old republic. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.